This is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of September the 4th. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend and came through the storm okay and safely. We do have the Rays at home now, and they'll be at home through September 10th. As folks that are fans of sports and baseball know, September is the big push. Really, really important that we win all these games, and certainly the Orioles are coming up, and they're in first place, and we're chasing them, and so let's be close enough to catch them. If you're not going to the game, certainly we hope you do, but if you're not, come watch at Ferg's or some of our other great places in the Edge District. I'm going to do my Get Hungry segment, and gosh, that always makes me so hungry, and we're going to talk about No Vacancy today. So No Vacancy is one of the Hunger Thirst groups. Concepts, been in the Edge District for multiple years. They do fantastic cocktails and drinks. And what folks may not know, because they're mainly an evening place except brunchy on the weekends, is they've got some great food. And even though the menu is small, every single thing is amazing. And it's really meant as an entertainment hangout spot. So we've got water wings that are the classic wings, and there's about seven different ways you can get those done when it comes to how you can dress them and do them. They have firecracker shrimp, so you can get some hand-breaded shrimp, smoked Florida fish dip, which I'm third-generation Floridian, love smoked fish dip. They also have the undersea nachos and Florida man tacos, so you can get grouper, shrimp, and multiple ways of getting those done. As far as sandwiches, which are great to have when you're outside or indoors there and they're air conditioning, having drinks, is their beach bird. So you can have a chicken sandwich and fried, blackened, or grilled. A Cubano, which wouldn't be Tampa and St. Pete in the Bay Area without some Cuban sandwiches. And then the Sunshine City Burger, so you can get a classic burger that way. And again, No Vacancy, right in the middle of the Edge District. They're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, giving their staff a break. But then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come out, enjoy a great time. Some of our new shops that we have now in the district, it's just amazing. The Edge District continually evolves and grows. We've got three new places. One of them is called Candle Pour. So you can actually come and make your own candles, and it's a really great experience. Their team is amazing. So go online and check them out and create something fun for the holidays coming up, or maybe it's just a birthday or a celebration, or just want to get out and have something fun to do. Another great new shop called Emoto. They're motorized electric motorcycles and motorbikes. So there's all different kinds of mopeds and dirt bikes and kids bikes and from $4,500 and up. So they've kind of got every size and every price point. Their team is wonderful, and they're an authorized dealer here in the Edge District. Finally, one of our new shops I want to talk about is Saltwash Boutique. So upscale retailer with amazing, amazing women's clothier. Selections, as well as some jewelry and other accessories. Absolutely one of the smartest group of retailers I've ever run into. And you'll love the color scheme, love the theme. Definitely, definitely stop by Saltwash Boutique in the Edge. And then last but not least, a couple of events coming up September the 16th. That's a Saturday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. We're going to clean up the district. So if you like helping neighborhoods and you like helping get everything nice and clean looking and want to get a little bit of exercise and meet some new people, meet us Saturday, September the 16th, a little bit before 8 a.m. because we're going to give everybody all the tools they need. You just need to show up. We're going to have the pickers, the vests, the gloves, everything. We're meeting at Big Frog T-shirts right there in the middle of the Edge District near the roundabout. And in just a couple hours, we're going to have some snacks and some beverages, and we hope to see you. And last but not least, we have a big scavenger hunt that's going on throughout the district on October the 14th to benefit CASA, one of the best not-for-profits here in the Bay Area that deals with and assists with domestic violence here in our community. So go to CASAPinellas.org, C-A-S-A. pinellas.org, and you'll find out details on that. It's October 14th. In the afternoon, and there's going to be a bunch of stops that you can get in the Edge District. So it's a fun way to be with friends, get some exercise again, and help a great organization. If you want to find out more about the Edge District, visit us at edgedistrict.org and find out more details. Take care.